a savior in a brand new car, shining like a star.
From the Junior Citizen release from the Champaign, Urbana, Illinois-based band Poster Children, He's My Star, wrapping up that set of music here on the Biba Lamach radio program. Now, you might be aware, I do my little radio show because, well, I like to play music. I like to possibly expose you to new artists, maybe play some of your favorite artists, maybe expose you to new music from your favorite artists or songs you never even thought you knew. I love doing that. But you know what else I love? It's a two-way street. When you expose me to either new artists or new songs or songs I forgot that I loved, Poster Children, prime example. Years ago, longtime listener reached out and said, Moxter, you got to play He's My Star from the Poster Children. You might like it. And guess what? I love that song. Love that song. It's up there. It's one of my favorite songs. So I have to thank Maria for that one. Plus, a few years ago, I actually got a chance to do an interview here on WRCT with Rick and Rose of the Poster Children. Yeah, I nerded out. I told them. I said, He's My Star from the Junior Citizen CD is one of my favorite all-time songs. I did. I went there. Hey, speaking of going there, before the Poster Children, how about some Leonard Cohen? Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah. Some people will argue the best version of that song. I still throw the John Cale cover in there as, like, right up there, if not. I'm just going to say, I'll argue the John Cale cover of that song. Believe it or not, the only Leonard Cohen song that hit the charts, that hit the Billboard Top 100 charts, but sadly, it hit the charts in 2016 after Leonard Cohen passed away. Right after he died, that song had a surge. And all I gotta say is, where were you people? You music fans, you music nerds, you music listeners. Where were you for 40 years before that. Shame on you. Hey, some Luna in that set of music from their debut album, Luna Park with Anesthesia. Also played some Band of Horses from Asheville, North Carolina. And There Was a Ghost. Probably the first song I heard from those guys. And I was like, wow, these guys are going places. And they have. Glenn Snyde, start off the entire set from your favorite music and bread. Hey, I got to remind you, you got to help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick, and it can protect you all season long. Second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. What are those? Think about it. You know, this isn't brain surgery. Cover your cough. Stay at home from work when you're sick. Wash your hands often. And third, we're talking about the regular old H1N4, whatever it is this season, flu. But there are drugs that actually can treat flu illness. And they work best when started early. This message from the Centers for Disease Control and your good friends here at WRCT.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, I feel I have the need to remind you that you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster. My name is Paul. I am your host. I want you to know what we're doing for this show. This show, we are paying tribute to artists and performers in the music industry that we lost back in 2021. I caught gone, but not forgotten. And hopefully, I'm paying tribute more than just the big names that maybe made all the headlines. I'm trying to find artists who maybe you didn't know about, you forgot about, you didn't know they were a player. They were a drummer for a big name or something of that nature. So that's what I'm doing. I'm digging around, finding stuff for you to listen to so that we can literally celebrate these people's lives with the contribution they made in the music world. For example, my background music right now is Dr. Lonnie Smith, the master of the Hammond B3 organ. Sadly, we lost Lonnie Smith back in September. I believe it was September 28th. Way too young. Sorry, I wanted the song to end before I segued into my Gene Summers. He was 82 years old. He passed away on September 17th. Who is he? He's a rockabilly dude.
She wears a straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Straight skirt. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. That's what my baby wears. She wears a tight skirt. Well, she wears a straight skirt. Ooh.
Marie. Playing guitar on the back porch. I sit in my car. Why she sings so sad, Marie Marie. Marie Marie. It's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown, Marie Marie. I said,
side.
The Long Riders, Tell It to the Judge on Sunday, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. It was on January 23rd that we lost bassist Tom Stevens of the Long Riders. He also played bass in Danny and Dusty as well, that project with members of the Long Riders and Green on Red and the Dream Syndicate that you will hear occasionally here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Long Riders, the Flaming Stars doing their version of Lottie Miss Claudie. The song was written by Lloyd Price. Lloyd Price was actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1998. He passed away on May 3rd last year at the age of 88. And then I played some blasters in there. Gene Taylor, who was labeled as a boogie-woogie pianist. Or a boogie-woogie pianist. Either way, both are acceptable. Played with the Blasters back in the early 1980s. He was 68 years old. He passed on February 20th. He also played with Canned Heat a little bit. And then started the entire set with some Gene Summers. With his hit, Straight Skirt. Rockabilly legend Gene Summers, as I mentioned earlier, he passed away at the age of 82 on February 17th. You know, I get into all of this kind of, I was kind of in a, what we'll call it, roots rocky? Yeah, kind of a roots rock thing. So let's get further into those roots. How about we do that? And how do we get further into the roots? We do what would only make Mando Richard proud with his radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. Play some bluegrass. The Osborne Brothers. Love Hurts.
Love Hurts. Love scars, love wounds and mars. Any heart not tough nor strong enough to take a lot of pain, take a lot of pain. Love is like a cloud, holds a lot of rain. Love hurts. I'm young, I know, but even so, some fools fool themselves, I guess, but they're not fooling me. I know it isn't true, no, it isn't true. Love is just a lie made to make you blue. Love hurts. Love hurts. Blissfulness, togetherness. Some fools fool themselves,
sense, I guess, but they're not fooling me. I know it isn't true, no, it isn't true. Love is just a lie made to make you blue. Love hurts. Love hurts. Love hurts.
And it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb. And they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall. And the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard pop them. Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb.
talking. Honeycomb, well, honeycomb, I want you to be my baby. Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
You are listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza. Viva Le Mac. Where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now, honey, baby, that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking and a begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Waylon Jennings wrapping up that set with a only daddy that'll walk the line here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Now, it was 20 years ago, believe it or not, 2002, that we lost Waylon Jennings. So I didn't play that because of Waylon. I played that because we lost his drummer, Richie Albright. Yeah, he joined the Wailers, Waylon's backing band, back in 1964, and then he moved to Nashville. Actually, moved to Nashville in 66 for their very first recording, and I think when they got signed to, I want to say it was RCA, but whatever label they signed to back in 64. He was 81 years old. He passed on February 9th. He also played with, like, Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash and Billy Joel Shaver, so I wanted to highlight the work of Richie Albright. Also played some Jimmy Rogers in there. Yeah, we lost Jimmy Rogers on January 18th. He was suffering from kidney disease, and then COVID came in as well. Honeycomb from Jimmy Rogers. Stonewall Jackson. We lost Stonewall Jackson in December 6th. Now, Stonewall, believe it or not, 89 years old. He was the most senior member of the Grand Ole Opry. He'd been a member for 65 years. And before Stonewall and Waterloo, the Osborne Brothers doing their version of Love Hurts. One of the brothers, Sonny, banjo player, succumbed to a stroke in October 24th. He was 83 years old. It's 35 minutes past your hour. That's what I'm trying to say. Just trying to use all my words. My name is Paul. This is Viva La Mock. I am the Mockster. We are doing Gone But Not Forgotten. I am paying tribute to musicians, artists, people associated with the music industry who we lost last year. And I'm highlighting what I can. I don't have infinite time, and I have a very, very long list. And I'm just trying to find some that you might just not even be aware of. Now, interesting, that Love Hurts. You're like, oh, I know that Love Hurts. Nazareth did it back in the 70s. I think 74. Graham Parsons did it back in 74. Roy Orbison had a big hit with it in the early 60s. But do you know who was the original performer? Now, they didn't write it. But the original performer, the first recording and release of that song, the Everly Brothers. And we lost Don Everly at the age of 84 on August 21st. So let's play some Everly Brothers to keep this going. It's Bye Bye Love.
Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Happiness. Hello Loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby. Gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong. 'Cause I don't wanna cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home
miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong. 'Cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song, and make me feel at home while I miss my baby.
Ellie proved too much for the girl, so she's leaving the life we've come to know. She's going back to find what's left of her world, the world she left behind long ago. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time. Kept dreaming that someday she'd be a star, but she found out the dreams don't always come true. So she's pawned all her hopes and sold her car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life she knew. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and be with her on that midnight plane to Houston. I'd rather live in her world than live without her. to a simpler place and time. I'll be with her on that midnight plane to Houston.
Sister had a crystal voice. She played a silver tone from a Montgomery Ward. Yes, songs in Monroe hair. She sure could turn the boys' heads to stare. Swimwear, saunter, tan, and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Father waltzed her down the aisle, 'cause college didn't suit her style. Sad truth was she could barely read. If you told dear father, well, he wouldn't believe you. The telephone rang and drove mother insane from the hearts left on the shelf. Sister's gone and she won't be home, 'cause she didn't take care of herself. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Fraternity, where is she now? She's heavy up by and light on integrity. Someone should have told her when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Mother, can't you hear your daughter crying? Father, wake up, her youth is dying. A grown husband's gone away, and it's a shame, 'cause she had such a lovely face. Can't you see she needed more than, oh, what a pretty child. You never taught her truth from lie, all you told her was to smile. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. She now, backseat queen of paternity. Where is she now? She's heavy up by light on integrity. Someone should have told her when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboards.
From her 1988 album Storms, that is Nancy Griffith with Drive-In Movies and Dashboard Lights here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Nancy was only 68 years old when she passed away back on August 13th. And while I'm talking about folk singers, because Nancy Griffith was a folk singer, I need to turn your attention to a local folk singer who passed away January 3rd last year. Ann Feeney was her name. She passed away at UPMC's Shadyside Hospital, but she was a lawyer, but also she was a singer, songwriter, and an activist. I believe she was on the board of directors over at the Thomas Merton Center for quite some time. But the reason I wanted to highlight, she shared the stage with many, many various celebrities in that world, but she also wrote a song that Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded. The song was called Have You Been to Jail for Justice? So I thought I would highlight Ann Feeney as well. Jim Weatherly before the Nancy Griffith with Midnight Plane to Houston. Yeah, you're singing along. You're like, no, dude, Midnight Train to Georgia. Originally, Jim Weatherly wrote the song, so he knows what he wrote, and it was the Midnight Train, or Plane, I'm sorry, the Midnight Plane to Houston. And then it later got switched to being a Midnight Train to Georgia. I believe he was actually even like an all-star football player in college and had NFL prospects. But instead, he's like, nope, I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to be a singer-songwriter. Passed away at the age of 77 on February 3rd. BJ Thomas in there. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song? Love that song. First heard it. I'll admit, first heard it on my Urban Chipmunk album. Along with a couple Waylon Jennings songs on there. Lutenbach, Texas was on there. And Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. It was a great album. Molding the Mind of a Mini Moxster. But we lost BJ Thomas. He succumbed to lung cancer at the age of 78, May 29th. And it started off the entire set with some Everly Brothers with Bye Bye Love. Yes, bye. Bye bye, Don Everly. Phil passed a few years back, but his brother Don made it to 84 and passed away on August 21st, ending the era of the Everly Brothers. Got about, what, let's call it 9 minutes left of this program, so let me see if I can highlight, we'll say, three more artists before we end this hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. You can always reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you have suggestions, comments, you just want to say hi. Had a listener reach out to me recently saying, Mockstar, I was hearing an older show of yours, and you were highlighting Tom T. Hall, and you played this great cover of his song I Love, which is done by a gentleman named Tom Heinel. And I'm like, I appreciate you listening and enjoying that. And I did it after we lost Tom T. Hall, which was back in August 20th. And it was recently uncovered. He was 85 years old, but like really within the last couple of weeks, it was just announced that Tom T. Hall actually took his own life. And that's very sad as well. Let's play some Tom T. Hall. It's the original. It's I Love.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And I love you too.
searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for
when the white eagle of the north is flying overhead, and the browns, reds, and golds of autumn lie in the gutter, dead. Remember then the summer birds with wings of fire flame, come to witness spring's new hope, born of leaves decaying. As new life will come from death, love will come at leisure. Love of love, love of life and giving, without measure, gives in return the wondrous yearn of a promise, almost seen. Live hand in hand, and together we'll stand on the threshold of a dream.
Moody Blues with The Dream from their On the Threshold of a Dream album from 1969. We lost Moody Blues drummer Graham Edge back in November 11th. He was 80. Played that one because, as well as the band's drummer, Graham Edge also contributed a lot of the poetry to the band. But most of it was actually recited by member Mike Pinder, because his voice was a little bit better suited for the mood. As Graham Edge once said, due to his fondness for whiskey and cigarettes. But The Dream itself, The Dream, which I played, was actually recited by Graham Edge himself, so I wanted to play that one for you. Played Neil Young, went back to the Harvest album for Heart of Gold, because Elliot Mazur, the producer of that album, passed away on February 7th at the age of 79. He had a heart attack, but he had been suffering from dementia in his later years. And I start off the entire set with Tom T. Hall with I Love. 85 years old when he passed on August 20th. Sadly, recently found out it was he took his own life, but he gave such great music to us, and that's why we are doing this Gone But Not Forgotten segment here on WRCT on the Viva La Mock radio program. I do want to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, which is located 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh and Greensburg, has received a grant to expand their facility to process all types of foam mark number 6. Now, that's clean plates and bowls and clamshells and egg cartons and trays and even that block protective packaging that you get with electronics and furniture. Now, the grant's made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring your foam to their drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road out in Greensburg. For more information, call 724-879-4020. Again, that's 724-879-4020, or visit westmorelandcleanways.org. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and you can reach me by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Welcome, everybody. So things in the Russian invasion of Ukraine have not gotten any better over the weekend. And I'm going to tell you what's been taking place and talk about what might be the most likely path towards de-escalation, given the personalities involved, particularly the personality of Vladimir Putin, and given what we have seen so far. But in order to have the conversation about how we might get out of this, we have to understand how escalated things have gotten and how committed to some degree Vladimir Putin is about pushing forward. And a major sort of, I hesitate to use the term red line, because red line has had so many particular meanings in foreign policy over the last 15 years in the United States, but some kind of Rubicon has been crossed over the weekend with the start of Russian attacks on Ukrainian nuclear power plants and the concerns over an explosive disaster, proverbially and literally, have now become a significant part of the discussion as to what's taking place. There's an Associated Press report: attack on Ukrainian nuclear plant triggers worldwide alarm. And why would it not? News from Kyiv: Russian troops Friday seized the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe after a middle of the night attack that set it on fire and briefly raised worldwide fears of a catastrophe in the most chilling turn yet in Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Firefighters put out the blaze. No radiation was released. Russian forces pressed on with their week-old offensive on multiple fronts, although they did not appear to gain significant ground in fighting Friday. The number of refugees fleeing the country eclipsed 1.2 million. One of the realities that we have to sort of accept at this point is that this, you know, Pyrrhic victory may be too far, but the way in which Ukraine is now reacting to the attacks, if the invasion is ultimately going to be successful for Vladimir Putin, and of course, I hope that it's not, and I still believe that there's a good possibility that it's not, Putin is going to succeed in taking some extraordinarily damaged territory. And what I mean by that is, when you consider the destruction to infrastructure that the Russian troops seem totally willing to make when it comes to nuclear power plants, roads, important government buildings, etc. And when you consider the refugee exodus from the country and the further damaging effect that that's going to have, if there aren't people to take care of things, then it's going to get even worse. There is a Putin who seems determined to have a, quote, victory, no matter how disastrous the victory is in terms of damage to Russian troops and the Russian economy and to what he's trying to steal, Ukraine, in and of itself. And the nuclear power plant is just sort of like the epitome of that, because consider the damage you could do by going after that. Another report: Russian forces fire rockets at building in Kharkiv that houses a nuclear reactor. This is extraordinarily dangerous stuff. And I know some will say, well, David, it's not that dangerous. I mean, it's still probably going to be fine. Yes. When you deliberately target these types of facilities, you're willing to accept serious and significant destruction. This article reads, Ukraine's National Security Service have claimed that Russian forces are firing rockets at a physics institute in Kharkiv, which contains nuclear material and a reactor. Footage purportedly shows the moment a missile hits the Kharkiv Institute of Physics and Technology, which houses the reactor. No immediate reports of damage to the nuclear materials inside. So one very important question now becomes, what is the off-ramp? Let's concede a situation where Putin is unable to take Ukraine successfully in a short period of time. Given the size of the Russian forces and the seeming determination of, for example, Joe Biden not to send troops in, which I support, to be clear, given all of that, it's not unlikely that if this did last at this scale months or longer, that at some point Russia would, quote, win Ukraine in the sense of stealing it. But it's not coming easily, and we're going to talk about that more. And given that, what sort of circumstances would be the most likely to get Putin to say, I'm going to back off now? Well, the first the most important thing is, Putin will back off seemingly if he's dead or if he has some face-saving way of backing off. Given that an attempted assassination does not appear to be the policy of any country that's been asked about it so far. And we will get to that because there was a big story on that over the weekend. How do you create an off-ramp for Putin where he can sort of save face? The best kind of average of everything that we know going on would be you have to make it as difficult as possible for Russia to make progress while making it as economically damaging as possible. Does that have unintended consequences of hurting the Russian people? Of course it does. What is already happening, what's already been done in terms of sanctions, hurts Russian people as well. Stories of, I mean, just anecdotally, even just Russians outside of the country unable to use debit cards. And I mean, at the micro level, it's hurting Russians. And at the macro level, it's going to do significant damage as well. Energy prices, all these different things. But it seems as though what you, short of sending troops in to Ukraine and starting to fight a ground war of sorts, you need to continue sending support to Ukrainian troops and what are at this point significantly volunteers as well. Allow them to slow the progress of Russian troops as much as possible. Make it, I mean, it's crazy. The terms we're talking about lives here. Make it as deadly as possible for Putin to continue pushing, hurt the economy as much as possible, and pressure Putin to get some kind of incentive to take an off ramp and then give him some way to do it while saving face. Now, what will that mean? Does that mean you've got to give him some land? I don't know. And this is where diplomacy would presumably take over. But that seems to be the path. Short of really waging a war in Ukraine, which right now it's not really a war, it's an invasion that Ukrainians are doing what they can to repel. Understand that this isn't a war came up because of aggressive behavior from both sides. No, Russia invaded Ukraine. That's what started this. There has to be some path that will suit Putin's personality. And I don't know what that is, but this isn't stopping Putin from trying to knock out the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. And that's what I want to talk about next. Last week, I told you that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky survived.
Dear boss, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why Paddy's not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. But then my foreman came along the bloody awkward sod, and he said I'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow, that I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too dense to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket when, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my collarbone as to the ground it sped, and when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with my head. Still clinging tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, when the barrel spilled out half its bricks 14 floors below. Now when those bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain, and halfway down I met that bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I thundered toward the ground and landed on the broken bricks the barrel'd scattered round. I lay there bleeding on the bricks, I thought I'd passed the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then its bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there groaning on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then being heavier, it started down once more and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky.